This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Woohoo! We survived.
Christmas is in the rearview mirror. New Year's is approaching.
Next. We haven't quite walked away from 2013, though, because we have to finish our top 10 countdown.
Yes, this started last week on Ozarks, and you gave us stories 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6 that you and your staff considered at What's Up the biggest entertainment type stories in Northwest Arkansas for 2013. So now we're going to hit the top five.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go.
Number five is the Marshalls Museum breaking ground in Fort Smith.
Yes.
And the Amazium picking a location and actually planning to come into existence in Bentonville.
So those are together.
Yes.
And the Marshalls Museum still has some work to do, and they know it. And the Amazium had this year picked up a nice financial gift as well. So hopefully not too many years from now, that'll be maybe near the top of the list.
Really looking forward to both of those. Number four is the Amp moving to Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one.
It is a big one. Number three is...
And, I'm sorry. The hope is that the first concert is sometime in the first half of 2014, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the hope if the weather goes right and the construction goes on. Yeah,
I think so. The last I heard, it's on track. Yeah.
All right.
Number three is the reopening of the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum.
Yes.
Which happened in January of 2013.
In a sleek, new-to-them building that used to be a bank.
Renovated, mm-hmm. Yes.
And
it's,
has
it's
that
nice.
Art Deco feel. Mm-hmm. Really nice. Really nice.
Number two is Crystal Bridges hitting its millionth visitor.
Mm-hmm.
And the success of the Rockwell exhibition.
Huge success.
And number one is the Walton Arts Center Vote to Revitalize.
So that was by the electorate in Fayetteville, part of a three-plank city plan that included renovation for Walton Arts Center.
And that's probably going to be the biggest story moving forward. So we'll see.
So you think, you would say, if you were an odds maker, and you are not, you would say that has a high chance of being in the top five again next year.
I believe it does.
When the renovations are complete.
Exactly.
Right. Well, it's going to take,
a couple
more
of
than
years.
A year.
But
yeah.
They're going to work
on
it this summer, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it will take longer than that.
Right. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
But it's been a very exciting arts year.
It has. It has. And it's amazing to think about the dramatic difference in the arts in 2013 as opposed to, say, 1993, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Huge
well,
difference.
You remember the hole on Dixon Street.
Oh, my gosh. You could not go to a party in Fayetteville, at least if not Northwest Arkansas, and not have someone ask you how you felt about that and which side you were on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad we moved past that and we found common
ground. And we
have
happiness.
Yes.
And we also have New Year's Eve parties.
Some of us do. Some of us take it easy on New Year's Eve.
And I plan to take it easy this year. But there's some things going on.
All right.
Pine Mountain Theater in Eureka Springs is hosting a New Year's Eve party, including music and Hop and John served during intermission.
Love Hop and John. Now, that is a more or less a tradition with my family.
Black Eyed Peas?
You bet.
Mm-hmm.
Starts at 8 o'clock on New Year's Eve, and tickets are $24.95. That's 253-9156 if you need it. There is a singin' at Hickory Grove Baptist Church near Clifty.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a 7 p.m. New Year's Eve gospel sing and refreshments at 10. And it's free.
That's right on the highway, right? Right on 45.
Teamworks has a New Year's Eve event with proceeds benefiting the Northwest Arkansas Miracle League and Teamworks. It's to help children with special needs. And that starts at 7:30 at Pratt Place Barn in Fayetteville. Tickets are $50.
Cool.
21C has a special, didn't know how to say this in New Orleans. I don't know how to say it now.
Okay.
You sit down. The chef brings you food.
Okay.
And
to your table.
Yes. And that starts at 5:30 or at 8 on New Year's Eve.
Two seatings.
Mm-hmm.
Last Night Fayetteville.
Oh, yes.
Includes a giant puppet parade and all that fun on the Fayetteville Square.
Mm-hmm.
Tim and Jeff's New Year's Eve Bash.
Yes.
You might know somebody who's involved in that, since Ultra Suede is playing.
Yes.
A champagne toast at midnight and Ultra Suede and party favors, and all this happens at the Holiday Inn in Springdale.
Mm-hmm.
The Fort Smith Mayor's Countdown to 2014, a fun for all ages non-alcoholic festival that starts at 8 o'clock at the Fort Smith Convention Center, and a New Year's Eve party at the Elks. With food and drinks and entertainment, with the Peterson brothers at the Elks Lodge in Fort Smith.
Okay.
The Bayou in Rogers has Trick Bag, a Delta Band.
Oh, okay.
And New 365, which is the party of the year at Crystal Bridges.
Oh, yeah.
With
Leah
and the Mojo Doctors. Absolutely. And DJ Havoc and all kinds of fun. And that's $85. And you can find out more about all of these by checking What's Up.
All right. Are you the type of person that makes resolutions?
Yes.
Okay. Are you, Christina?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
Do you have one?
Well, I know work-related, I said that I wanted to do more music. Antoinette and Kyle do a lot of the music
stories,
and I'd like to do a few more of those.
Okay, what's yours?
Calm down. Take a deep breath.
How long have I known you?
A while.
Good luck with that.
Thank you. Well, wait, you asked that. What, do you have one?
I do have one.
Do you want to share? You don't have to.
No, I'm going to try to do a better job of standing up for myself without just doing nice things that I don't want to do.
Okay, we're going to work on that one as well.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Becca.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy New Year. Becca Martin Brown is Features Editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.